Good morning, Melissa. Thanks for having me.
So many Americans think about it. Only 2% actually do it. Why is that?
Well, you know, I think there are many reasons. My husband and I, we have a son that we adopted from South Korea in 2011. And as we navigated that process and realized just how complicated it can be, the paper chasing, the really not knowing what step to take next, the lack of support, really just broad support for the topic, left us at the end of that experience saying the 2% should be more because of the number of orphans in this world. And certainly the Christian church, I believe, should respond as a reflection of the gospel to adopt these children. And so I got together with a couple of ladies that are part of the Church of 1122 who are fellow adoptive moms. And we just started talking for months. We would just meet and just talk about what can we do to increase that 2%. You increase it by one percentage point, and this is so many more children that are in families forever. So we started talking about it and realized that there are a handful of, I believe, prevailing reasons why families choose not to adopt. Certainly cost is a huge component. Just an absolute unawareness of where to start is a really, really big piece.
So Operation Adopt has come in to help families through the process and give them some support. How does it work?
Correct. Well, we primarily do two things. We help educate and we help encourage. And the two biggest things that families need help with when they tackle such a big, big thing. And so our mentorship, our program is really a two-part process. One, you mentioned earlier, is a mentorship program. So we take families who have already adopted and we match them with families who are interested in adoption. And that's the encouragement piece. And our adoptive families don't have to be experts. I don't believe that there are many experts in the field of adoption, but our mentor families are really there to encourage. And then we back that up with an education component where we take, I'll oversimplify, but we take the adoption process and break it down into kind of manageable chunks. And each month we'll get together and have information gathering to teach people a little bit more about the adoption process, about that particular topic. And we'll bring a subject matter expert in and really dig deeper into that particular component of adoption as a way to educate these families.
And you really hold the couple's hands through the whole process, which is what they need.
It's exactly what they need. Encouragement is the name of the game, not just during the process, Melissa, but for my husband and I, the most difficult part, truthfully, was after we got home with our son and we looked at each other
and said, now what?
What do we do now? Where is the manual for this? Where's the support for this? Where are the people who are going to say, it will get better?
Uh-huh.
It's not good right now, but it will get better. So not just before and during the adoption process, but as a mom, the most difficult part is when you actually start raising your child.
Of course. So this is all through the Church of 1122.
Yes.
By the way, that church has grown by leaps and bounds on the site of, it's in a former Walmart.
Right.
Over at Beach in San Pablo. That's where people need to get in touch with you.
It is. Yeah, they can contact the church or they can visit our website.
And we'll have more about it on our website today, too, at wjctnews.org. It's Operation Adoption. Stacy Brown, CFO for the Church of 1122, thanks for sharing the news with us.
Thank you so much for having me.